If you're hungry, you can go to the pancake brunch across from us in Angela. Please don't go now, after Mass. The National Columbus are serving pancake brunch. So after Mass, if you're hungry, you can just head that way. I have an announcement to make. We're not asking for any money, so don't worry. Not yet, maybe later down the road. The announcement is the following. It's about our parish visioning sessions. First, a reminder about what is going on. Father Wilson and the parish council are seeking your input on the present and future of St. Mary's Parish, your parish family. We begin with phase one of our visioning sessions. Thank you to all who have participated. We are now moving to phase two. Phase two is for all those who received an email or letter invitation but have not yet attended a meeting. If this is you, then please plan to attend these special sessions next Saturday and Sunday, May 21st and May 22nd. The sessions will be held in St. Angela Hall, where the pancake brunch is happening now. Here are the times. Next Saturday, May 21st at 6 p.m., and three times next Sunday, May 22nd at 9:30 a.m., 12 noon, and 6 p.m. There's a parenthesis here. It says repeat, so I'll do it. Next Saturday, May 21st at 6 p.m., and three times next Sunday, May 22nd at 9:30 in the morning, 12 noon, and 6 p.m. Once we begin, each session should take only about 45 minutes. Again, these phase two meetings are for those who have received a prior invitation but have not yet been able to make a session. We would like to have this data first before widening participation even more. In the end, everyone will have had the opportunity to give input in some way, so don't worry if you haven't yet, you will have the opportunity. Thank you for doing this. This is an important process. Please take the opportunity to share your thoughts as we develop a vision for the future of our parish. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. How do you like to be remembered when you die? How do you like to be remembered when you die? I think anybody doesn't like to feel unnoticed, overlooked, unappreciated, forgotten. After death and before dying. In today's gospel, we hear about Jesus. He is giving us his last will. We are still find ourselves in this fifth Sunday of Easter, this celebration of the resurrection. But notice that the evangelist John brings us back to the Last Supper, to the cenacle, the place where he's having his last meal with his disciples. It is a joyful but also a very sad moment because he is going to die. Is he asking the question to the disciples, will you remember me after I'm gone? Will I be unnoticed, overlooked? Really sad that we hear at the beginning of the gospel, then Jesus had left them. Jesus is gone. This is a man who is like, no, I'm out. A money and power-hungry man. An individual that always was seeking his own benefit, self-gratification. I'm gone. But then he returns back. He comes back. He left Jesus at the Last Supper, but then he goes into the world. He says that, hey, I just don't want to be called a traitor, but I want more. So he comes back to hunt us because he wants your soul and my soul. He is the prince of lies. He wants to cause division. He wants to take it all. This is why, unfortunately, we see the evil powers in the world that are very noticeable. A lot. And this is because Jesus has been taken out of our schools, of our nation, of our world. Is God noticeable? The devil's mission is to kill God in our world, to make sure that nobody notices Jesus, that no one pays attention to his word. That's his mission. Again, he left, but then he comes back because he wants to bring us all to himself. But Jesus came to give his all to bring us to himself. Do you feel that the work that you are doing for Christ has been unappreciated, overlooked, and unnoticed? If you feel like that, don't give up. Keep trying. How will the world be any different without Jesus? If we take the memory of Jesus out, will the world be any different? Again, the devil is trying to do that every day, nonstop. But Jesus is with us. He's in our midst, in a very special way at each celebration of the Holy Mass. And thanks to you, the church, the baptized, for over 2,000 years, we can see Jesus. He is noticed. He is appreciated. And we count on him. And the mission that God has given us all today is to keep trying, to keep loving, to keep serving. Do not leave like Judas. Stay. Stay with the truth. Stay with the word of God. Stay with the sacraments. Stay with Jesus. Because the mission is to go out there and tell people about our faith, to make it more known, more noticeable. And for that, he's given us this new commandment. And I quoted, "I give you a new commandment." Is it really new? We've been having this commandment for all these years. Where is the novelty? Here it is. To love one another as I have loved you. There's the novelty. To love one another as I have loved you. If I want to love my neighbor as I love, I will fail. But the new commandment is to love as Jesus loves me. And that has to be renewed each and every day. Every day. And oftentimes, several times during the day. Especially with somebody that is just giving me a hard time and I want to love in my way. But love, the love that Christ is inviting us to participate in, entails sacrifice. That's why he's saying, "I give you a new commandment." If we love as Jesus loves, each day, each time, it becomes new. Because it is his love, his way of doing it, of loving, not mine. This is what we must do. This is his last will, to love as he loves. But his first wish is that you and I stay with him, that we may not abandon our Lord like Judas. He is fighting really hard out there to get rid of God. We've seen it in the world, in our nation, in our families, killing all those innocent babies, lying and deceiving, causing division. He's working hard, but God is summoning us all of us, inviting us to bring him into the world. How do we do that? Again, asking for the graces so that we may love one another as he loves us, not as I want to love. Only in this way we can bring back into the world, into society, to those places where he has been abandoned and erased. My dear friends, never give up on God. He's counting on you and me to continue this work of salvation. We, the church, must continue to work in the kingdom of God, bringing people to himself, to Jesus Christ. Let us continue serving God. Let us continue to love him as we love our brothers and sisters, just as he loves us. And we know for sure that if we love the way he loves us, he will remember us in paradise. Please stand. I believe in one God, Father, the Almighty, Lord of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one.